This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our military men and women are listening overseas right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America. By the way, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the truck stop waitresses, the security, the construction workers, and those convenience store clerks, too. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and check out all the goodies that are there. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I've got some questions here for you. We kind of talked about it just before the break here. So let me get them out here in front of me. I just set them out to the side. You got to reach over here and get them. Okay, here we go. There, had to stretch across the counter to get them. A question from a listener. Are we facing an illegal immigration crisis?
Well, we're in one. You know, we've heard for years and years and years we're at 11 million illegals. And then when the study was done between Yale and MIT, we found out by their study that we could be as high as 25 million in the United States and still growing. So that's a crisis. That's an invasion. That's an insurgency that nobody's paid attention to.
And I have been mentioning that for years, and I think you have too, that there's a lot more than what they keep telling us that are here.
That's right.
In this country, because we don't know how many are here. We just don't. Now,
right.
We also, as a result of that, could be facing an illegal alien crime wave because crime is up in certain areas.
It is. It's not facing one. We have one. We have the ability with enforcing law to stop some of this, but sanctuary cities aid and abet a criminal element.
Mm-hmm. Now, another question was, is there an illegal alien gang crisis in America? Now, the person that sent me this cited Long Island, where MS-13 is literally overrun a couple of areas in Long Island.
Yeah, it isn't just MS-13 either, but I mean, that's certainly one of them. But if anybody is following, and if you're not, just trot on over to look at the Guzman, El Chapo Guzman trial that's going on in New York, and to understand what his traffic patterns were. And that's just one cartel. And who's how those drugs get into the United States, where they're particularly going, and who is who the operatives are in those cities.
Yep.
L.A., Chicago, New York, Atlanta.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, here we go. Is there a drug trafficking crisis? I say yes.
Look, Trump is right to speak about that kind of a crisis, but the issue is actually bigger, and I don't think that he's giving enough attention to this. In 2016, I believe it was, maybe it was 2017, we had almost 80,000 people die of drug overdoses in 1 year. That's a crisis. We don't have that in war.
Okay, now, here's one that it really, really gets my goat. This is from Lynn in Lynnison Lakewood Ranch. She says, Captain, the Democrats are in total denial on this one. Please ask Denise if there's a child sex trafficking crisis. Every time we turn around, we keep hearing about it in our backyards right here in Sarasota County.
Absolutely. And I think Florida is ranked second or third for human trafficking, especially for kids. And so for her benefit, I would suggest to go look at an organization called ERASE, E-R-A-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are amazing people. I've interviewed them, and it is, in fact, it's such a bad thing that I've even interviewed the FBI office in Jacksonville. And the guys that are assigned to the child trafficking, they're only allowed to do that assignment, if you will, I think for a handful of years. And then they're pulled off because they themselves are so affected by what they see. And then they have to go, you know, kind of go through a rehabilitation, and then they put on new people. So, yeah, it's a problem.
Speaking of Jacksonville, here's a question from someone up in Lahti, which is not very far away. There's an overcrowding of prisons, we hear, because of the illegals.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to go to the Bureau of Prisons to I mean, our prisons are clearly overcrowded. But I believe that the number isn't as big as you think it is. I think it's around 30% to 40% of illegals are in our prisons.
Okay, and here's another one. This comes from Jim, and Jim is in Orlando. Jim says, we understand now TB's back in the mix, polio's back in the mix, these diseases the measles and mumps.
Yeah.
Obviously, these people are bringing in these diseases.
Yes.
Okay.
They are.
Humanitarian crisis, women and children facing rape, starvation, deaths along the way. And according to one expert, about 70% of the women are victims of rape.
Well, we know that to be true. I hate to even use this term, but there was something that was out there for a while called rape trees.
Yeah.
So that's, yes.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And I've got 5 more questions from 5 more listeners, and we'll get to them when we come back. And then we're going to move in a different direction. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake News Hotline.
Yeah, so this AC guy tells me the UV light bulb in my unit's busted, and it's going to cost $700 to replace. A, why do I need a UV light in my unit? And B, $700 to replace a bulb? Forget about it.
Fake news, my friend. Some units do have UV lights that help keep your system clean and mold-free, but they do not. Repeat, do not cost $700. It's a ripoff. And Fake news!
Don't pay too much for parts or labor. If you feel like something's not right or you're being overcharged, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, for an honest estimate. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Profile America, Saturday, January 26th. On this date, 36 years ago, the infant personal computer was empowered to become something much greater than a glorified word processor with the release of the spreadsheet program Lotus 123. The popular program drew acclaim as the first PC killer application. Finance and accounting workers were thus freed from hunching over ledger books and switched to hunching before a computer screen. The name 123 stemmed from the product's integration of three main capabilities: spreadsheet, charting and graphing, and rudimentary database operations. It could also perform some word processing functions. Today, there are about 10,200 software publishers in America, employing 546,000 people in the more than $170 billion per year business. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. You can trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll have a little drop screen. It'll drop down, say, would you like to register for the free gun a day giveaway? It'll show you a picture of what the gun is. And, of course, if you want to win a free gun, that's what you do. And then after you do that, check out what's there and take advantage of learning what you can get by being a member of the USCCA. Because to start with, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning concealed carry magazine that has all kinds of discounts and interesting sale items and whatnot in it every month. That can help you out with your gun purchase needs and accessories to boot. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link and take advantage of everything that's there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. We still have five questions. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a welfare and national debt crisis that all these millions of illegal aliens are creating by being here as we now approach $22 million in debt? Are they the reason our debt continues to spiral? That's
not
Debbie.
Not the single reason, not by a long stretch. However, they do, in fact, add to the problem. And, you know, we've got what is necessarily known as illegal payments that go out of you know, certain agencies that are,
Yeah, and that's from Debbie in Arizona. She's saying they definitely have a problem there. Okay. How about jobs and wages? You would think that for most blacks and Latinos, that having a bunch of illegals pouring across the border here are taking the jobs that the blacks and Latinos would normally take. Is that the case? And if so, why aren't we stopping it just for that reason alone?
Well, that has actually been addressed in Congress. Now, let's not forget who is culpable in that. And I would not begin, or I'll begin with, but not end with, Disney. Because what they're necessarily doing, too, is they're giving these cockamamie cards, green cards,
yeah,
to foreigners to take these jobs that Americans are doing so they can reduce their wages.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Americans that are in these jobs are having to train foreigners, Indians or from India or, you know, Ecuador, it doesn't even matter, for a lot less money. So, yeah, that's a colossal problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one from Jake in Ohio. Captain, we know that people sneak into the border or across the border every day. We have no idea who they are. And I'm afraid that we're going to have a new 9/11 terror attack because of the fact that we are allowing terrorists to come into this country. Is there, in fact, a terrorist crisis on our border?
Well, the answer to that is I don't know if it's at crisis level, but if you let in one, does it build to something else? Let's not forget how the 9/11 terrorists got into the United States. They got in not necessarily because of the border, but they got in for the lax systems on visa overstays.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we have more of a problem on visa overstays than we do come across the border.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have a question from San Diego, California. The gal's name is Beverly. She says, Captain, I listen to your show all the time. Thank you very much for being there. Thank Denise very much for what she does, too.
Thank you.
We have a terrible problem here, a lovely area that used to be gorgeous. The streets were clean. Everything was very nice, and now we have a pollution crisis. Are these illegals are coming across the border, creating the problem that we now see, that even our cities are being overtaxed with and cannot clean up on their own?
Yes.
That was direct and to the point. Okay. And then I got one final one. This one is from Stan. And Stan is in Oregon. He says, unfortunately, I live in the liberal blue state of Oregon. And they are talking about allowing voter illegals to vote here. They haven't done it yet like California did or like Washington is going to do, but they are talking about it. And I'm concerned that people that are here illegally are going to be voting in a presidential election when they're only supposed to be voting for a city or county or state election.
Well, we don't know what that number is because, I mean, it comes down to what's going on in each respective state. But, you know, that is a condition that we are challenging, not only through the Department of Justice, but, you know, in the court system as well to clean up voter rolls and all those other kinds of things. But here's another one that I think is even more disturbing, and that is those that are registered to vote and have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Is the pool of where jurors are chosen.
That's right.
And so nothing makes me angrier than the possibilities, and it has happened, that you have a non-citizen, an alien, that is part of a jury on cases in our court system. That's an outrage.
Yes, it is. Well, I'll tell you what. All the things we just mentioned, there was 13 different items. I believe that if you can't at least agree with one of the items that Denise and I just talked about, then maybe you might have a little problem, and then again, you might be a Democrat. But I'll tell you what, this is the problem we face in America right now.
Well, here's the other thing, and I want the listeners to necessarily understand, too. Every voting district across the United States has they're estimated to be around 800,000. Okay, each voting district is supposed to be in the number of about 800,000. Of that 800,000, foreigners, whether they're legal or illegal or whatever, they now have an estimated 30 representatives. In other words, Congress, people in Congress representing districts that are foreign. Hello, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so what I'm really saying here is that illegals and foreign nationals have a voice in our lawmaking process.
Yep.
How in the world did we get here? Now, just look at this woman, Ilhan Omar,
yeah,
the Somali from Minnesota.
Yeah. And the one in Michigan, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A Palestinian.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, like, got to talk about the obvious, and I saved the best for last, maybe, and that's Venezuela.
An interesting situation here, because mm-hmm. you have to understand that we've got what is known as the Organization for American States, which is essentially the organization of all countries in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
The majority, almost all of them, I think Uruguay was an exception, maybe Nicaragua or Ecuador was another one.
14
states. They're all standing on the side of the United States.
Yep.
With removing Maduro from power.
Yep.
Okay? Iran and Russia are also standing with Maduro. Everybody mm-hmm. else is standing with the United States.
Even China.
Now, what's particularly interesting here, let's go back to our little woman, Ilhan Omar, our little Somali from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She is blaming the United States for attempting to a coup in removing Maduro from power.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't lead the charge. The Organization for American States led this charge.
Yes, they did.
So we don't have anything to do with a coup. But Mike Pompeo today, and a previous Attorney General, Elliot Abrams,
mm-hmm.
will be at the UN Security Council today, making the case for why Maduro needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's today. But Russia has veto power on the UN Security Council.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the guy is just as much as a human rights criminal
mm-hmm.
as Bashar al-Assad in Syria.
I agree.
That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
3 million Venezuelans have left the country.
Yep.
3 million, which is, I think, about the same number that we had of Syrians that left Syria because of the dictatorship.
Sounds right.
Inflation is so bad in Venezuela that minimum wage in Venezuela is less
mm-hmm.
than a dozen eggs.
Yep.
So I wrote about this the other day, trying to kind of give the backstory on other conditions that are going on in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing, that there is a militant militia group, known as the Wagner Group from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Putin sent those contractors, flew them in to Venezuela the other day to protect Maduro.
Okay, we'll have to let it stay there, and we'll be right back at it Monday morning, bright and early.
Yes, sir.
Have a good weekend. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her great article. She was busy this week, and I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Online at theanswertampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed, even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
He's out of jail after his arrest Friday morning on multiple charges. He'll be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom next week to face arraignment.
It's a 7-count indictment, and it includes charges of witness tampering, obstruction, and making false statements. So it doesn't actually accuse Roger Stone of any illegal collusion or coordination with Russia, which is important. Instead, basically suggests that he attempted to conceal or cover up his pursuit of emails that were stolen by Russia and then released through WikiLeaks.
Eric Tucker reporting. Thousands of Indians have converged on a ceremonial boulevard to watch a display of the country's military power and cultural diversity amid tight security during National Day celebrations. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa was the chief guest Saturday at the Republic Day Parade, which celebrates the anniversary of the adoption of India's constitution back in 1950. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find it.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute. They're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Anderson Cooper sat down with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's infuriating to hear this young woman talk about people not paying their fair share.
And I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know who hasn't paid her fair share? Her.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
Everybody, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy that has two locations to serve you, one in Massachusetts and one in Florida. And right now, let's find out a little bit more about the National Aviation Academy. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, because if you're in a dead-end job and you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, then I've got a great idea to help you out that will definitely turn your career around and raise your paycheck up too. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in-demand job. Now, all you got to do is go to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Take a look at what they have to offer, and then schedule a tour. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour of one of their facilities. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It's worth the price of admission. Free. All right. The Washington Examiner is reporting in an article that the Taliban has reached agreement with the U.S. to block al-Qaeda and the Islamic State from the Afghanistan. Now, it's still on the negotiating table. It's one of the Taliban's main priorities, removing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. But a source familiar with the deal told the Wall Street Journal that conversations of continuing concern of the status of the approximately 14,000 U.S. troops in the region were discussions for future plans as well of U.S. bases in Afghanistan that the Taliban wants closed. And they want to be the sole principal discusser, the discussee in Afghanistan. They do not want to have anything to do with ISIS. They do not want to have anything to do with al-Qaeda. We'll see how that plays out. Now, the Venezuelan military backs President Maduro, which is why he is in power. And also now Russia and Iran, as well as several Islamic states, have warned the U.S. not to intervene in the internal goings-on in Venezuela. Now, what can they do? Well, I keep thinking about the American embassy, and I keep thinking about Tehran and Iran and what happened there. Now, we have sent our non-essential people home out of there, so we have just the people we need to have in the embassy. I know we have our Marine guards there. I was told that we did beef up the Marine guards there in Venezuela. We'll see. We'll see. But I would not be surprised. I don't know what it would mean for Venezuela, but I would not be surprised if they didn't try to do something stupid like storm that embassy and take control of it. When we say, nope, because at the end of 72 hours, he's going to say, hey, America, you were told to leave. And then what he does after that, who knows? But I would not be surprised if he doesn't storm the embassy to try to root our people out. Now, that's just me talking. What would that do with the President Donald Trump? Wow. I can only begin to imagine. I guarantee it would be some sort of retaliation by the United States. I'm pretty sure of that. As a matter of fact, I don't have much doubt in my mind about any of that. Now, also, the U.S. military is no longer announcing deaths or damage in the Somalia airstrikes. We've carried out two more airstrikes this week in Somalia against the Al-Shabaab extremist group, and we're just not going to give details of how many fighters were killed or how much damage was done. And I get that. And the Taliban has appointed Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar to lead its political office in Doha, Qatar, which is tasked with negotiating the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Now, Baradar recently spent 8 years in Pakistan custody in jail and was released in 2018. And now here he is back with his buddies. The U.S. Navy this week sailed two warships through the Taiwan Strait, according to the U.S. Pacific Fleet, which oversees operations in the area. We definitely are upsetting the Chinese, who don't particularly care for us being where we're at. We've also got a couple of warships in the Black Sea that are in there. Russia's keeping an eye on them. And if the U.S. carries out all of its plans for modernizing and maintaining the nuclear arsenal, it will cost $494 billion over the next 10-year decade. That's an average of just less than $50 billion per year, and that's a new government estimate that's been changed from what it was. It's actually less than what the original estimate was. So there you have it. And there's a fake deployment letter scandal that's making the rounds in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Now it's urging friends and families to make a payment in order to contact loved ones overseas and making the rounds on Fort Bragg. What they're trying to do is they're trying to collect money from families to set them up with a video interview. You know how you see those video interviews? And then nothing ever happens, and the money goes to these people, and guess what? Too bad, so sad. So be careful what you sign up for. It may not be what you think it is. And the remains of a U.S. soldier believed to have been captured by Chinese forces in North Korea in December of 1950 and later died as a prisoner of war have been identified. We'll be hearing about who that is probably within the next week, because the family is in the process of being notified right now. And until they're notified, nobody will tell you anything about it. The Army, by the way, is looking to extend entry-level training for armor, cavalry, and other combat armed specialties as early as this fall. And this will be extended training in those areas, which is not a bad thing either. The U.S. Navy Secretary says that he's denying thousands of claims from veterans and their families who were exposed to contaminant drinking water decades ago at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I think that's a mistake. I believe that water was contaminated. I believe those Marines got sick from it, and their families, some of them that have cancer. I know one who happens to be a real estate agent now that's suffering trouble. It took a while for it to show up, but I believe it came from Camp Lejeune, where they were at for about 4 years. What a shame. What a shame. They need to stand up and be counted on this. Oh, and for the Air Force, the 2019 Aviation Bonus Program, which was unveiled this week, now offers mobility, special operations, and unmanned aircraft pilots more money. And this is the new option of a shorter service commitment, where more money will be offered, shorter commitments will be allowed, and they'll try to keep the best of the best that they can in the means here. Also, the Marine Corps' 2020 budget will prioritize near-term readiness and upgrades for the high-end fight. The Marine Corps wants to spend nearly a third of its fiscal year 2020 money on modernizing its equipment and nearly another third on rebuilding readiness. That's not a bad idea. And problems in Virginia with the National Guard. I'll get into that next hour. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, I shall come right back here with more. And we're going to take a look again at the highways and byways. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Be prepared if you're going to argue with Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Let's go to line two, Al in Pennsylvania. Al, sorry, are you still there?
How dare you interject facts into an argument? That's just
crazy. Outrageous. How dare I use facts? Never let facts get in the way of a good Democrat narrative. Am I correct?
Boy, that's perfect.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Weeknights at 9, right before Kevin Jackson at midnight on AM 930. The Answer.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. Perhaps you've heard about the Green New Deal. It's freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's revolutionary scheme to reinvent the American economy. She calls it the Great Society, the Moonshot, the Civil Rights Movement of our generation. But look deeper and you'll see different colors, the blue of progressivism and mostly the red of government spending and debt. The proposal calls for a breathtaking $90 billion in green initiatives. Even mainstream Democrats are hesitant about this sweeping effort to reinvent the economy and eliminate income inequality. But media darling Ocasio-Cortez will make it front and center. The first New Deal turns out not to have solved the Great Depression as we once thought. We hardly need a new one. Is it green? Yes. Is it utopian? Yes. But mostly it's the same old liberal blue of government spending and the red of more debt. I'm David Davenport.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Where can you find ricotta pie, sesame cookies, and butter cookies daily? I'm talking about Paisano's Italian Bakery, of course. Love Italian cookies? So many to choose from, and you can buy 1 or 100 because they sell them by the pound. Don't get me started on their biscotti. Paisano's has the best flavors. White chocolate amaretto, chocolate chunk pistachio, almond and cherry chunk, to name a few. Stop by Paisano's on Stickney Point Road today. Paisano's, yum.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All
Alrighty, that's Jerry Reed, and that's our trucking song for this hour. Going out there to all the truck drivers and all the truck stop waitresses and the fuel island jockeys and everybody else that's listening to us right now. I hope if you're out there on the roads, you're being careful, because let me tell you something. It's changed. The weather has changed. There's a different scenario here. And when I tell you what's going on, you are just going to hold on to your socks for a little while. Now, let me start with the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecasting an enhanced risk of severe weather for parts of Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, and Delaware on Saturday, with severe thunderstorms and damaging winds being the main threat. But there are some tornadoes also possible. Now, a slight risk is forecast for a long swath of the Middle Atlantic and lower Great Lakes, stretching from northern Illinois to D.C. to the New Jersey, Delaware coast. Right now, in northern Michigan, lake effect snow from one end of Michigan to the other across the upper part of the peninsula. So Traverse City, up in that area, lake effect snow. And right now, lake effect snow in northern New York between Watertown and Messina right now along the St. Lawrence River, and lake effect snow also blowing into Vermont, parts of New Hampshire, the northern part of Massachusetts, and the southern part of Maine, coming all the way over from Canada. This is not in the case of Maine and whatnot. It's a clipper. It's not the same snow they're going to be getting in upstate New York and up there in northern Michigan. Now, we do have some fog tonight to talk about with the colder temperatures and the warmer temperature mix in the mountains of Tennessee, northeastern Tennessee, up around Bristol, halfway up Virginia, halfway up North Carolina, looks like from about the state line down around Lumberton, all the way up to I-95 Virginia line. And then there's a little bit of fog also on I-95 right at the Georgia South Carolina border, and up around Atlanta, the northwest part of Atlanta, I-20 going west towards Alabama, you got a little bit of fog up in that area. Plus, the temperatures are not as cold as what they are further to the north, but they're cold nonetheless. And hello, Sandy, how are you? Appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. And let's take a look at the weather that's coming across the southwest right now. If you're on I-40, if you're on I-10, okay, we have got some very cold temperatures tonight. Roswell, New Mexico, Gallup, New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Santa Rosa, New Mexico, Tucumcari, up into Farmingham, and Las Vegas, New Mexico. I mean, this is serious stuff. Temperatures 2 degrees above zero in Taos, 2 degrees in Chama, and down into the 20s and teens down below. I will tell you that these temperatures, these cold temperatures that are dipping way down in the south, are going to create some severe weather out in front of it, because the panhandle of Oklahoma, Lubbock, Texas, western part of Texas, Midland, Texas, you've got some very unstable air coming your way. El Paso, same thing for you, very unstable air coming your way. Could be some severe storms in the mix there. Certainly not any warnings yet, but just the prognostication for change in weather. Now, let me go up a little bit further north and get up into Nevada. Because the northeastern part of Nevada right now has got snow flurries there, windy conditions right now around Las Vegas, windy conditions in the eastern part of California, I might add. You've also got snow tonight in Wyoming, in the western part of Wyoming. You'll have some high winds going across. Got a winter storm warning in a couple of areas in the northwest and central part of Wyoming as you're going north up into Montana. However, when you get up into Montana, it'll be rain to the further northern part of Montana, which is kind of strange, because it's snowing down in the Rapid City area of South Dakota and the southwestern corner of Montana. Now, the temperatures are bitterly cold tonight
in the north, and they're going to stay that way for a while. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, northern part of Wisconsin, northern part of Michigan, upstate New York. And you'll have temperatures about 20 degrees below normal down here in the south for this time of year as well. So, again, the weather is going to be what it's going to be. And it's just going to be one of those nights, I do believe. Now, Denise Simon sent me something here a minute ago. Let me go look here. Okay, it's about illegals that are voting. This is kind of interesting. She's talking about 95,000 non-citizens in Texas are registered voters. That's not legal, number one. 58,000 voted in the last Texas election. That's not legal, number two. That, of course, was enough to alter the outcomes in the state, and we do know that Beto O'Rourke came very close to beating Ted Cruz as a result of that. Now, how many elections are won or lost by a margin of 1,000 votes? Pardon me, just look at the Florida elections. Very true. Very true. And Denise points that out. And Don, thank you very much, Don. I don't know where you're from. Let me see if I can figure this out. Don just gave us some kudos. Okay. Don just gave us some kudos. We appreciate your comments there, Don. And he's talking about the article that I posted. By the way, anytime you want to contact us, if you don't want to call on the phone, there is a way to do it. You can go to the Facebook page we have for the radio show, the Captain's America, a Third Watch, or the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page, and just send us a message off the message thing there. And I got a number of people who chimed in earlier that I answered all their messages over there. By the way, let's not forget about Chucky Boy Schumer. Listen to what he had to say earlier about the president's, quote, end of quote, caving in. Chucky.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson. Now, once the president signs the continuing resolution, we in Congress will roll up our sleeves and try to find some agreement on border security. We don't agree on some of the specifics of border security. Democrats are firmly against the wall.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And there's, make no mistake about that, Nancy came out again and said, there will be no wall, period. End of story. No more discussion. So there you have it. Now, next hour, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to open up the telephone lines because Ron Edwards will not be with us tonight because he's in Texas giving a speech at a couple of churches. He's got a speaking engagement over there, so he's over there somewhere in Texas. He didn't tell me where he was going, and I didn't ask. I probably should have, but he's tied up over there. So we're going to just open up the phone lines the whole hour. We're going to play some different clips that we've got here of some different people that were talking yesterday and give them a chance to be heard. Some of this stuff you probably have not heard yet, but you'll have an opportunity to hear it. And then we'll just go from there, and we'll see how that works out. Now, keep in mind that the Captain's America Third Watch is always looking at the all-night news wires because we are all about breaking news when it happens. I am definitely watching the news wires to see if anything is new, and I'm going to go over there during the top of the hour news to see if there's anything that we need to tell you about that rates importance. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Bill Bunkley here with today's Something to Think About. For decades, pro-life advocates have been moving legislation in Tallahassee, Washington, D.C., and in 49 other state capitals to educate Americans about the sanctity of life and, of course, to save the unborn. An important milestone was just announced by the most prominent pro-choice abortion research organization, the Allen Guttmacher Institute. It's been 4 decades since the 1975 Roe v. Wade abortion case that the reported abortions in America have dropped below the 1 million level. In Guttmacher's delayed reporting, the number of abortions fell in 2003 to 958,700 and even lower in 2014 to 926,000. Even though many, including myself, suspect there is an underreporting of abortions in some states, this is a significant data point. Thanks to pro-life legislation.